Have you ever wanted to chat to your local police officer but don't really know how? The monthly initiative launched by Fairfield Police addresses this exact thing. It's called Coffee with a Cop, and it gives you the chance to ask questions, voice your concerns, and help break barriers with your local police. Not to mention, you get free coffee out of it, and quite frankly, I think everyone in Sydney can get on board with that. Fairfield Police Superintendent Peter Lennon joins me on the line now to have a bit of a chat about the initiative and this month's event. Peter, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Good morning, Tess. Good morning, everybody.
So could you give us a little bit of background as to where the idea for this event came from?
Yeah, sure. Picked it up at a lecture I went to, which was about 5 years ago, and Coffee with a Cop was just starting off over in California, USA. And it is, as you've described, it's just a way of sitting there having a chat to people. The police aren't there investigating anything. There's, you know, been no traffic accident or assault or handbag stolen. They're just there to sit there and have a bit of a chat with people, just so like people can realise that we're just members of the community like they are, mums, dads, etc. And just breaks down those barriers, so you're not seeing a police officer there in a uniform, but just as a community member.
And so do you think meeting in a comfortable environment like a coffee shop makes, the police feel more approachable to just everyday people?
It does. It relaxes our guys. We're normally there, as I say, investigating an accident or, you know, we've got our notebook out in front of us and trying to work out who did what and all the rest of it in particular circumstances. And sometimes it's urgent. Sometimes we're quite focused when... But this gives us an opportunity just to sit down and have a chat to people, and we talk about all sorts of stuff, World Cup soccer, shops that are in the local area, who's going well, who's going bad, and one of the funniest ones was teenage daughters that don't clean their bedrooms.
My parents know all about that. Sorry, Mum and Dad.
So do so many parents.
So it must be really rewarding for the police officers end as well as the people who are able to just swing by and have a chat.
Yeah, well, it is, because we sort of come across people, some, that you've got to deal with in an assertive fashion, and you're there, to investigate something, or you're grabbing them by the arm because they've been involved in something and you've got to take them away. So we're always sort of a little bit cautious, and we don't reveal too much about our inner selves, if you think about it that way. But this gives us an opportunity to sit down and have a chat as a dad. I've got three kids. Happy to talk about what they're up to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, just to break down those barriers so that people can see that the police are just members of the community. And so if something does go wrong, you're actually, you know, you can approach a member of the community, a police officer, knowing that they're just human like everybody else.
And so is the initiative, I guess, very successful if you would go about the ways of categorising success with this sort of thing?
It's very good. Out in Fairfield, we've got a particular... very multicultural community, so it helps us in particular, because some people haven't had very good experiences with law enforcement and government from their previous homeland. So it's very good for us to be able to show people that things are completely different in Australia to those that are newly arrived here. We started it in Fairfield. We were first in Australia, but it's now in Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, all the various states have picked it up, and it's even gone international. The guy that organised it from Hawthorne over in California has made contacts into Germany, and last week it started off in Lithuania. And it's all about just the police reaching out to the public just to have a chat about what's going on locally, so that the people can see that the police are just members of the community, as I say.
It is a really great event. And you mentioned as well Cabramatta is a particularly multicultural community. I read as well that you've chosen Refugee Week to host this month's Coffee with a Cop. Did that play into that at all?
We do one once a month, yes, and this one is this Thursday. It's on in Freedom Plaza in Cabramatta. And yes, it's to celebrate Refugee Week. We'll do as many events as we can through the course of Refugee Week. The one on Thursday is in Cabramatta, but we're trying to also host another one over in the Fairfield CBD. And as I say, it's just about approaching people so they can see that we're just members of the community, like their mums and dads, football coaches. So they can just see that we are approachable in times of need.
It is a great initiative. Peter, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem at all. Have a good day.